USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Details of President Biden's summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin are still being finalized. So far, the White House says the plan includes a larger working session with senior staff. There's also a smaller session planned. A press conference is scheduled for after the meetings, but President Biden will appear solo. Former President Trump took questions from reporters with President Putin after their meeting in Helsinki in 2018. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is now waiting for the White House's input on the infrastructure plan that was agreed to on Thursday. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy was one of 10 lawmakers who worked on the plan.
A lot of it depends upon how we pay for it. We feel like we've come up with pretty reasonable pay for us. We'll have to see if the White House agrees to it.
The proposed price tag is $974 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
9 people sustained injuries and 1 person died after a mass shooting at a Savannah, Georgia apartment complex. The shooting took place about 9 o'clock on Friday local time at the Fred Wessels Home Apartments. The Savannah Police Department said 1 person died and multiple people had critical injuries. Among those were a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old. Police said they're still searching for the gunman. Forecasters say a record heat wave is coming next week across the western U.S. And they say it's going to last more than a few days. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat watches and warnings for parts of central and southern California, southern Nevada, and western and southern Utah and Arizona. The alerts will last all week long. In Washington and Oregon, a slow-moving storm system will keep the coastal areas of the Northwest cool through the week. The risk for wildfire will increase during the heat wave. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today marks a somber anniversary in Orlando. USA's Mike Fortier has more.
On June 12, 2016, 49 people were killed in the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. A gunman claiming allegiance to ISIS opened fire at a gay nightclub in Orlando called Pulse. Orlando Police Deputy Chief James Young, one of the first to respond that night.
I said it's the longest shift of my life, and when I say the longest shift of my life, I think that it hasn't ended to this day.
The shooting personal for Young as someone who visited the club while off-duty and had friends inside. He tells Orlando's News 6 he remembers being at the scene 15 hours before finally going home.
Looking at my uniform, I had blood on my pants and blood on my shoes.
Young said to speak at a ceremony marking the anniversary.
I think all of Orlando made a promise to the victims, the victims' families, the survivors and their friends and families that we would never forget, and this continues to show that we will never forget.
This week, the Senate voted to make the site of the nightclub a national memorial. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The White House is restoring a grant to help train systems in California. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.